good morning with us on a cold morning is our political observer, Alan Chertok. I saw the temperature drop, by the way, Alan, when I was looking at the thermometer in the house from 2 degrees to 1 degree as I was looking at it. Gave me a shudder.
And as I rolled through West Stockbridge early this morning, it was zero. My car thing said zero. Anyway, it's not cold here because the
lockbox heating up, $459,550, Alan.
Yeah, well, it's so
unbelievable.
So close. I'm dying here. We have a $10,000 challenge from Berkshire Bank if we can do this, and I just hope we can because we need that money. And they're great to do it, and we very much appreciate what they've been doing. And a lot of people thought we couldn't do it. Believe me, there were even people on the staff here who said we won't, but we're within $40,000 of doing this. Look, during the fund drive, we make $100,000 often a day. And so $40,000 should be doable, but it's different with the lockbox. So I was walking through the legislature yesterday. A wonderful man came up and put his arm on my shoulder and said, "How are we doing on the lockbox?" I love that.
That's
How
great.
Are we doing? That's great.
WAMC.org now to put your money in. Well, there'll be some more listeners who can also take part in the lockbox. We have a long-awaited translator on the air in Scotia, New York. It's 92.9 and reaches from Amsterdam to Niskayuna, filling in an area that had a little less coverage.
That's right, David. And the important thing there is the wonderful idea that all those folks in Schenectady who did have a problem getting WAMC won't anymore. Would you say 92.9?
Yes.
92.9 for
FM.
All those people in Schenectady who've been complaining that it isn't so great. Now it'll be great for you.
Well, now to the news of the day, Alan. And, of course, in Albany, Speaker Silver's position vacated and the jockeying has begun. Let's go down the list.
Okay. Joe Morelli, he is the Rochester number two man to Shelley Silver. We all know that what happens is that the Democrats always appoint an upstater to be the number two guy. But remember, who does that? That was Shelley Silver. So he's Shelley Silver's guy, who was appointed by Shelley Silver. Then Carl Heasty of the Bronx, who is 47 years old, and he is favored by many. And some people think that he's really Andrew Cuomo's secret candidate. So if he gets in, then Cuomo is not only governor, but he also has another portfolio, which some could say was speaker. Then Joe Lentol, he's one of the old war horses in Albany. He's been around for a long time, first in the assembly in 1972. And then the one who I think really offers the most promise for opening things up, and that's Kathy Nolan from Queens, an assemblywoman, would be the first woman speaker, but also would not be, as Heasty is, you know, a chair of the Democratic Committee in the Bronx. Speaking of Democratic Committees, Cuomo's other favorite, the Manhattan chair, Keith Wright, dropped out in favor of Heasty. So now you have a situation in which, does the state really need another committee chairman as the speaker also? I don't know. But we do know that he is close to Cuomo. So with all of that said, will there be a fundamental change in the way in which the assembly does business? Will they open things up? Or will it be the kind of dictatorship that has existed for all of these years? As the U.S. attorney puts it, stay tuned.